It's lunchtime at the village school, and the students have gathered in a clearing behind one of the low-slung concrete buildings that serve as classrooms. A group of boys distributes empty steel plates as a couple of women wait on one side with two giant vats, one filled with white rice, the other with kadhi, a curry made with fritters of chickpea flour. The food is hot, cooked in the school's own kitchen by the women serving it. The kids line up with plates in hand and return to mats laid out on the ground. The chatter dies down almost instantly as they dig into their food. Most of the children I talk to say they really like the food here, like this girl named Mohit, who's 12. The school food is cooked really well, she says. I like everything we eat here, especially the kadhi with rice. The government requires the school to serve a different meal each day of the week, and Mohit says she likes the variety. But it's only when I visit Mohit's home one night that I truly understand her love for the school meal. When I arrive, Mohit's mother and aunt are preparing dinner in the open courtyard that's also the family's kitchen. The mother, Savitri, sits by a grinding stone. She asks her sister-in-law to fetch her the bag of red chili powder, then pours some of it on the stone, adds a few cloves of garlic and starts grinding. What are you making? I ask her. Chutney, she says. We will eat it with roti. That's a flatbread made of wheat, the main staple in this part of the country. Once the chutney is ready, Savitri turns to kneading the dough for the rotis. She tells me this is what the family eats every night. Roti and chutney. Not much else. We might cook vegetables once or twice a week, she says, but only if I can find something cheap. Vegetables are too expensive these days, she says. That's why Savitri is so grateful for the free lunch kids eat at school. They seem to cook everything there, she says. Sometimes it's rice pudding, other times it's something else. At home, she says, it's just chutney and roti. Savitri says she can't afford to give her children a real breakfast. On most days, she says, they eat leftover roti with tea before heading to school. That's a common story here, says the school's principal, Vazir Singh.
Aur main ye keh sakta hun ki ye jo gareeb log hain gaon ke,
I can say this for certain, that poor people living in the village, they have a hard time getting two full meals a day, he says. And most kids don't get a fresh cooked breakfast. Some even come to school having had no breakfast at all. It's not very different in other parts of India, especially in some of the country's poorest regions. Deepa Sinha is an economist and researcher at the Center for Equity Studies in New Delhi. She was part of a team helping the government implement the school lunch program.
In terms of hunger, it's very clear from what we see when we travel, even from studies, that midday meal makes a big contribution. You speak to any children, mothers, from especially very poor households.
The meals keep children from going hungry and improve the quality of their food, she says. Now, whether this improved diet translates into significantly better health for the children has been hard to assess. But Sinha says there's some evidence that the meals affect how well they're doing in school.
There are studies which have looked at, for example, learning impact, which have shown that the midday meal contributes to how much children are able to pay attention in class and how much they're grasping.
But very early on, it became clear that the program was having another impact.
The first dramatic effect of the program was a big increase in school enrollment and school attendance.
That's Jean Drez, an economist and a food rights activist who's also advised the Indian government on this and other social programs.
If you looked at the school enrollment registers at that time, you could see how there was a big jump in class one around the time of the introduction of the midday meal program.
And that jump in enrollment is biggest among girls and children from marginalized communities. The free lunch program helped encourage the poorest families to send their kids to school. And Drez says it made kids want to go to school.
The midday meal helps to self-motivate the children. They go to school on their own because they feel like going there.
Back in the school in Bhavani Khera, Principal Vazir Singh expresses what many educators around the country have been saying about the lunch program despite its shortcomings. Given my 30 years of teaching experience in this region, I believe there is a huge need for the midday meal, he says. And if he had his way, he says, he'd also serve free breakfast in school. For the world, I'm Ritu Chatterjee, Bhavani Khera, India.